Sport on RTE Radio 1.
What a night, what a day. It's been, you can just feel the feel-goods, can't you?
Yeah, Des? You can, exactly. We can't get enough of it. So we'll have a little more reflection now on another fantastic night for Irish athletics at the European Championships in Rome. And you're right, it's a feel-good for everyone to see the four of them there smiling. And Mary was saying they look so good, they sound so good, and their joy was fantastic. We'll hear more of it in a moment. But for those who have missed the news, the Irish women's 4x400 relay team won a silver medal in the final, finishing just behind the Netherlands, and they set a new Irish record in the process, finishing in a time of 3:22.71. Sophie Becker from Wexford, a member of Rahini AC, led the team off, handing to Rashida Adelecki from Talla. Phil Healy of Cork ran in the third leg, and Charlene Maudsley from Newport in Tipperary finished things off for the Irish team. Belgium were in the bronze medal position. It's Ireland's fourth medal of the championship, two golds and two silvers, our best ever performance at the Europeans. And the team shared their joy with David Gillick afterwards. First, Sophie Becker.
I can't believe it. I'm so proud of you girls. Oh my God. I love you, honestly. Oh my God. I'm speechless. This is everything we dreamed of. Like, 3:22 when the Nosh record was 3:26. Honestly, I thought that we'd never break that, and here we are, 2 years on, 3:22. I cannot believe it. That was the crowd, the Irish cheer when they called us coming in. Like, it's just everything I've dreamed of. Oh my God.
Rashida, your third medal of these championships. Again, what an experience. Unbelievable.
No, it was so exciting. Just to be out there with the girls, I love running the relays because it's just so fun. Like, we were like in the tunnel, like cracking jokes, and like just having the best time ever. So, just to be able to be out here, regardless of how we did, be out here with the girls, and then on top of that to make the final, and on top of that to win the medal, it just couldn't be better. Honestly, I'm just so proud of them. I'm proud of everyone who's kind of put in, the two subs as well, the coaches, the next Ireland, everyone who can support us. Like, it all makes this happen.
Absolutely, Phil. Your first senior medal, I know this means an awful lot to you. You got that baton in the lead. What was going through your head?
Yeah, like, I knew I was going to get it in great position with Rashida going before me, and I just wanted to lead it from the front. This team has so much potential. Like, a national record by 2 seconds, as Rashida said. We have two brilliant subs. Lauren did a super job yesterday in helping us qualify the team. This is just massive. Like, it's another senior medal. It's my first. It's Rashida's third of the chances. Charlene's second of the chance. This is just stuff of dreams. This is what we train for. This is just so, so special.
It certainly was. It's made us all feel good this morning. Now, Andrew Koskren was in the 1500 metres final. He was 13th. The race won again, inevitably, by Norway's Jakob Ingebrigtsen. Switzerland's Dominic Lobalu won a slow 10,000 metres. Ephraim Giddy was best of the Irish in 12th. Brian Fay was 20th. Barry Keane, 21st. Peter Lynch was 22nd. And Cormac Dalton, 24th. Well, we switched to golf now. The European athletics are over. All our focus is the US Open now, the third major golf event of the year, getting underway at Pinehurst, North Carolina. There are four Irish in the field, but there's one hot favourite, Scottie Scheffler, who's been outstanding this season. Of the four playing today, Tom McKibben and Seamus Power tee off before midday. Rory McIlroy is in the glamour three ball with Scottie Scheffler and Xander Schauffele. That's at 6:15 this evening. And Shane Lowry tees off alongside his near neighbour in Florida, Keegan Bradley, and the 2014 champion at Pinehurst, Martin Kaymer. They're at 6:45 Irish time. And Shane Lowry told Gary Moran he has no doubt they all face a very stern examination.
It's going to be incredibly difficult, but we know that. You know, we knew that coming here. Like, you know, Kaymer obviously won by 8 the last time, but second place was one under. Michael Campbell won with level par. I don't know what it was, Payne Stewart, I think that was around even par as well. So I wouldn't be surprised if over par wins this week. But you know, it depends what they do. Like, we talked at LSCC last year, and they were probably a little bit afraid, and they got the greens a little bit too soft in the first round, and people went mad. And we'll see what happens.
And your season as a whole, I think the only cut you missed was in your first week out for the season. You had obviously that brilliant win with Rory at Zurich. You had the 62 and a T6 finish at PGA. You've had some mediocre finishes. Going into this week then, like, overall, how do you feel about your game?
Look, I'd be lying if I said I was full of confidence. Anytime you shoot a score like that is not good for your mind or your game. And but it is what it is. I'll take it on the chin and move on. You know, obviously I've been going well this year. A lot of good scores. A lot of decent finishes, So it's a funny old game because, you know, even with all the good golf I've played this year, you know, the one thing you're coming in this week is, and all you're thinking about is one round of golf, and that was last Sunday. And, you know, it's disappointing that it happened when it did. Just got away from me, and look, I tried over every one of those shots and I tried my best to shoot the best score I could, and, you know, unfortunately that was the best score I could shoot on Sunday, and that's golf. You know, the one thing this game does is it brings you back down to earth with a bang, and that's what it did with me on Sunday. And Sunday night was tough. You know, I was fortunate I got here, and my dad and Neil and the lads were here, and, you know, I wouldn't have liked to have been on my own on Sunday night, because it's just, it would have been a hard place to be, you know, away from my family for 4 weeks, and, you know, you start to wonder why you do it and what's it all for when you have days like that. But, you know, I got to the house on Sunday night and the lads were there to cheer me up, and I feel like I'm hitting the ball a little bit better. But yeah, it's going to take a decent mental grind for me over the next few days to perform well this week, because last Sunday wasn't easy.
Do you think you can have a clear head on the first tee?
Look, I'll try. There's one thing I do is I'll try my best and play the shots and see, hit the shots I see, and try and play the game as best I can. But yeah, it's going to be tough. But look, I'll give it my best. And the one thing is, it's going to be tough for everyone out there. And I know how to manage my way around these golf courses. I know how to manage my way around major championships. And yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, pretty honest assessment from Shane Lowry there. In soccer, the Euro 2024 tournament gets underway tomorrow. So there's a full list of League of Ireland fixtures brought forward to this evening. And the leaders, Shelburne, face a tricky test. They go to Inform Waterford. Derry City are at Dalymount playing Bohemians. St. Patrick's Athletic have Shamrock Rovers making the short journey to Inchicore, while it's Dundalk versus Sligo Rovers and Galway United versus Drogheda. The First Division leaders Cork City have a derby game. They host Cove Ramblers. A cricket's T20 World Cup, Sri Lanka versus Nepal, was abandoned without a ball bowled because of incessant rain. Australia beat Namibia by 9 wickets. India beat the USA by 7 wickets. And finally, in racing, the action this evening is at Leopardstown, the feature, the Ballycorra Stakes.